Blog Talk Radio.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone, and if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the time. They are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changin'. call. So stand in your doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road's rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. 'Cause the times, they are a-changing.
When the dust has cleared, victory. Community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time member of the barefoot community and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I have been barefoot full-time for over 20 years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, where I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, whatever experiences you may have, and whatever issues. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. Again, that's freedomizerradio.com. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org. We also have our Facebook page, our public business page, and our private Facebook group. You can get to either one just by going to Facebook, looking for Barefoot is Legal. On our private group, and even on our business page, you can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after our broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, just join our group if you have not joined already. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. Now, the past few weeks, we've been talking about the transition into the colder weather. This weekend, though, I want to talk about just the shopping and traveling that we may be doing as members of the barefoot community. And I'd love to hear your stories, 319-527-6208. Again, just press 1. And for those of you that are radio shy, you can send me your questions and any comments you have at our chat room that's open at freedomizerradio.com. Now, shopping. Very interesting time of the year, of course. Most of us in the United States are familiar with it. I know the trend is spreading over into the UK little by little every year. I talk to some of my UK buddies out there and other members of the community. And, you know, they always have an interesting take on it, even though they don't necessarily celebrate a Thanksgiving holiday as we know it here in the States. Their retailers are trying to do the Black Friday thing to get ready for the holidays. And, you know, I don't think it has as much impact over there it's not a big deal over there as it is here. But in any case, you know, it's funny how businesses want to send as many people out of the door as possible, you know, just because they don't like their particular lifestyle. But then this time of the year, they sit there like, oh, we need business. We're hungry for business. What are we going to do? I mean, all these online merchants are really giving these physical brick-and-mortar retailers a beating. And these brick-and-mortar retailers are trying to figure out how to compete. Now, I was looking through some statistics just before I started doing the show. Just came to me the last minute. I wanted to see what the numbers are versus last year. And has it been going up or down? And I wanted to just look at some of the trends that have been going on. And I mean, there's so many polls and studies out there. I mean, of course, you know, unemployment plays into it and, you know, how the job market is and what retailers are offering, the sales and all that. Retailers are starving for business. Okay. Yeah. Spending this year is actually going to be up about 3%, or I think it's up 3% from last year. Actually, no, that's not spending. This is unemployment. The actual jobs, I guess, have grown. I think it was the lowest in years. You know, I think in 17 years it was. And shoppers are expected to spend more than before. Okay. Now, one of the statistics I showed here was $967 each. I mean, that's a lot of money for one person to spend. I mean, they must have a pretty big family. Or they just buy their kids anything they want. But in any case, you know, I don't see where I would spend $900 in a holiday season. But I think it may include not just the gifts that people buy, but also the meals and I guess all the other stuff that goes along with getting to family. Maybe there's some travel involved in that. But that is up 3% from last year. But now shoppers say that they're mostly planning on spending online. So what does this mean for us? Well, businesses have always treated the barefoot community negatively. Now, I can't speak for everybody, including myself. I mean, I rarely have any negative experiences. But when you do, you wonder. And when you hear stories about other people in the barefoot community talk about, you know, how businesses treat them, but yet this is the time of year when all of a sudden businesses want them all back in the door and they want to do anything they can. They practically are giving merchandise away. I was reading a couple stories, both from CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Headline News and all that. They all seem to be pretty consistent with this one statistic that retailers practically are giving stuff away. They are trying to price match and trying to do everything they can to keep the online shopper in their store. Now, we as the BIL community, the barefoot community, I should say, overall, what is your experience with that? Have retailers actually been more accepting? If you try a retailer that you may have had an issue with in the past, have they been more willing to just want your business? And let's think about just this time of year. Go out and try it. I'm kind of curious because then I want to hear your feedback in the next few weeks on this program. And I want to see your feedback in our group and on the page and everywhere, in our whole community, all of our forums. I'm curious about this. So I'm giving you some homework to do during this holiday season. And that's go into establishments that maybe you've had an issue in the past and see if it's still an issue. Because it's very interesting. I mean, now on Thanksgiving alone, Target, Walmart, and all these other major big box retailers, okay? Yeah, they're trying to, you know, I mean, those are the big ones. I mean, now there's tons of them. I mean, and tons of mom and pops, which today is your local mom and pop shopping day, your shop local day. So see if those mom and pop stores are giving out better deals. See, I don't do a lot of my shopping during Black Friday and all this season. You know, I don't want to compete for something that I want to buy. I mean, stores should compete for my business. But, you know, I don't go there. I don't sit in line. I don't put tents out and eat a turkey sandwich from Subway on Thanksgiving just to get the latest and best, you know, whatever it is and get this deal. You know, it's really not worth my time. It's not worth the aggravation. And, you know, people, I don't know, for some reason, they just turn into savages and trample each other. And, you know, the beatings begin just to get that one TV on the shelf before the other 1,000 people that are lined up out there try to get it. You know, I think the whole thing is just ridiculous, which brings me to another point that I want to talk about. And that's businesses and their liability arguments that we hear as the BIL community. So I'm going to get to that, too. I'm going to get to a lot this episode. See, I don't know, you know, if you did read or you've been following me throughout the past year of me doing the show. This is my 1 year anniversary as the host of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. And so I'm just glad that I guess they kept me around this long. So thank you. So I must be doing something right. So until someone comes into this studio, takes the mic away from me and just tells me to get out and I'm fired, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. So hopefully I'll be doing this for another year. And I'm very glad that I've had all the support from the listeners. So I just want to throw that one out. I probably should have mentioned that at the top of the show. So thank you for all the support and listening to me as long as you have. So thank you very much for that. So this is my 1 year. And I also have some special content lined up for you, too. So after the first break, I'm going to throw, you know, some stuff. And I also want to revisit some stuff that I've thrown out there over the past year. But, of course, at the top of every show, I like to just throw out my rants and some of these figures and get your mind thinking. And if you want to add anything, feel free to call in 319-527-6208. But back on topic real quick before we run out of time and the sponsors start, you know, taking over my airtime. And but we have to. We've got to sell sponsors eventually. We've got to sell ads just to keep us running, hopefully for another year. But anyway, I was talking about the Walmart, Target, the big box retailers, and today's the, local business shopping day, and I'd love to see the numbers from that. But you know, these big box retailers, I mean, they're afraid of all this online shopping. See, online sales hit $2.9 billion billion with a B, 2.9 billion on Thanksgiving Day. But then here's an interesting thing, only 640 million on Black Friday. Now, this statistics, this number comes from as of 10 a.m. Now, I'm sure that it would, you know, be a lot more. But I have noticed that sales in retail have started to dwindle by about between 1 and 3 p.m. This is Eastern time, just in my observation. So I'm still waiting for numbers on that. We don't have an accurate number yet. But overall, that's still up 18% compared to last year. That's 18% in big box retailers. But there are big box retailers that are suffering, including some major chains. See, there's a lot of businesses that file for bankruptcy or closing their doors. And we're going to get to that too. See, now, there's a huge shift to online shopping. And this is a big impact on malls, physical stores. It's just been brutal. See, stores closing such as like, we'll go with the big ones around this time of year that, their sales have just been terrible. They're in bankruptcy or filed chapter. I mean, they've been hit hard. So let's think about this one. Toys R Us, Gymboree, Radio Shack. Okay, those are three big ones. I know Radio Shack has closed almost every store in my area. So there goes all those cool little gadgets, robots, remote control cars, and different electronic gadgets and stuff like that. And then there's the toy inn, the toys for the kids, the children. The children don't have toys this year. Well, they do to a degree. So Toys R Us and like Gymboree, they still have toys. The problem that they're having, though, is, you know, I think last year I was telling a story about some crazy lady employee at a Toys R Us. I'm going to see if I can find that clip, or maybe I'll just throw it out there next year, about how ridiculous some people sound when dealing with the barefoot community. But Toys R Us, of course, their vendors really are reluctant to send them products. They don't know if they're going to get paid on the purchase orders. So even though these big box retailers really want to struggle to stay around, you know, they decide they're going to stay around by tossing customers out of stores. Now, we're not just talking about the barefoot community. I mean, we're talking about people all over through different, structures of life. I mean, you know, different cultures, different religious beliefs and other people with disabilities. I mean, this is not just, you know, to the barefoot community, but it does relate to us because of us are barefoot. Like I say in the top of every show, for religious, cultural, medical, health and safety reasons, you know, some of these stores, you know, have this grudge against cultures, people's beliefs, and they just want to, you know, say, you're not welcome, get out of our store. And then they wonder why their vendors don't want to give them product. They're in bankruptcy and, you know, and they're struggling to stay alive and they may close. You know, I heard rumor that Toys R Us is probably just going to hang in long enough through the holiday season and then figure it out next year. They're just doing whatever they can to keep their stores stocked with what they can. And, you know, but they're selling the same stuff that these big box retailers are selling. And some of these other big box retailers like Target, Myers, and even Walmart, I mean, are selling it for so much less than what some of these, you know, what these specialty stores, I guess, would be selling them for. So, I mean, you know, Toys R Us would be a specialty toy store. You know, their focus is just toys, the toy big box retailer. I mean, you can get half of what their inventory is at like a Myers or a Target for probably half the price. Radio Shack, you know, I can see why this didn't work. You know, I buy a lot of audio stuff, cables, connectors, stuff like that. Radio Shack is the place to go when you need something in a pinch and you can't find any place to get it. But I cannot justify spending $30 on an adapter that I could probably get if a Walmart carried one for like $10. You know, that was just me. It always drove me crazy how much stuff cost there compared to like even like going into a Guitar Center for a cable. Radio Shack would have a lower quality for, you know, three times as much. It just drove me crazy. I can see why some of their stuff isn't working. But nonetheless, you know, of course, I hear stories about members of the barefoot community that want to spend money in these stores and they just toss them out the door. So, you know, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's working for them, and that's why they're practically shutting down
in most cases, some of these places have closed down. I mean, I went through what? Macy's, JCPenney, Bloomingdale's, Sears, Kmart. Those are just some of the big ones that are no longer around in some markets. And like places like Sears, Macy's, JCPenney, these are anchor stores in malls. And you probably heard me talk in the past about how like mall security chases customers away from even going into these stores. And these stores are dying for business. And, you know, it's just not working. So these stores pulled out of the malls. Now what do the mall cops do? I don't know. I guess they look at the little, carousel and the bouncy ride that they put in these big department stores. And, you know, it's crazy. I mean, what do you do with these huge amounts of real estate that drag people into the malls? These are your anchor stores, the big stores on each end of the mall that people would typically use as their destination. And these little shops on the inside are closing up because they don't have the traffic because the big box stores are closing. Well, how's it working for you, malls? And then the online business. You know, the other studies, okay, these retail experts that do all these studies, there is a huge shift, and they say the shoppers prefer to shop online this holiday. Now, because there's, you know, the stores are in trouble, they don't know if they're going to buy a product and if they need to return it or exchange after the holiday season, if these places are even going to be around. I mean, that's one reason. I mean, you get a gift certificate to a store that's in trouble. I mean, what are you going to do with a Toys R Us gift certificate if in January they close down? What are you going to do with, you know, merchandise from a Sears that you may buy over here that may be open this month, but then, you know, in 3-4 weeks they're closed? I mean, what do you do if the shirt doesn't fit or they don't like the tie and they want to exchange it for a belt? I mean, it people are afraid that they are not going to be able to use gift cards, that they're not going to be able to exchange or return merchandise that they may not want. But the growing trend is online shopping. Now, online shopping only makes up about 17% of the holiday purchases. That was as of last year. But you're going to see a huge increase in that. Because this year, I mean, of course, people are predicting 20% and all this, maybe even 25%. I mean, that's a huge chunk of the market that these retailers are losing. And they're trying to get their online presence up now. Of course, they didn't want to help customers when, you know, and we're not even talking about like just in the Barefoot community. I mean, we're talking about how long does it take if you're there buying a shirt in, we'll say, a Macy's or a Sears, and you have to go from one department to another. I mean, you have to go all the way into ladies' lingerie with a belt from the men's department just to find someone to check you out. I mean, that's always been my experience. The stores are understaffed. You can't find any help. And you end up sitting there, and there's one person working. Stuff's not scanning, and they always have to manually enter something in. And then it's not ringing up right. And then they have to wait an hour for their manager to come back from break. That has always been my experience in a department store. And I hate department stores just for that reason. When I'm ready to make a purchase, someone better standing there ready to take my money. But they all stand around and chase your money out the door. Or they just don't help you. Anyway, the big growth of online shopping, and I just want to get through this before we go to the top of the break, and from Thanksgiving weekend and on, you know, that whole thing, you know, retailers are struggling to get that business in the door. They are chopping their prices so low. And then, you know, for a while there, for a couple of years, physical retailers would not match a price online unless it was their own website. So in other words, if Sears or Kmart had something in their store and it was like $15.99 and their website was advertising it for $10.99, well, they would match that. Now they don't care what it is. They're sitting there saying, oh my God, thank God you're in our store. Oh, please. It's like they're giving away tickets to an NFL game. Now, you probably heard story. I mean, I remember the other day I was talking to a family member about this, my mother, in fact, and we were just, you know, came up in conversation about the Cleveland Browns. The players themselves were out there giving tickets away for, I think, $6 because no one was coming to their games. course they didn't want to stand during the national anthem, but that's for another show. You know, we can discuss that topic if you want. You can go over to Proof Show, Proof Negative Show, and discuss that. He's also on Freedomizer Network, and he'll discuss that all day long. We're here to discuss the whole barefoot lifestyle thing. You know, I try to keep away from politics and stuff like that. In fact, I think even this is getting a little too more business oriented than barefoot oriented. But the only reason why I mention all this is because our members have said that, you know, these retailers are this or that. Yeah, it's like, you know, they throw you out the door. They discourage you from coming in their stores throughout the entire year. But then now is the time of year when they realize, uh-oh, we need customers. And everybody that we pissed off throughout the year shopping somewhere else, and we need to do something. So we'll practically give stuff away, like NFL tickets. We'll just give this stuff away. We don't care who's selling it for what. They're here. It's almost like you got to wonder how they even break even, because the profit margins in this for the prices that they're giving stuff away, I don't see how they're going to sustain themselves much longer. I mean, especially not retaining a customer base that they just work so hard to get in the door. And they try to do that all year. See, TV advertising, commercial print, you know, print media and stuff like that, you know, it costs them almost $30,000 to get a customer in the door. Same thing with switching over to like cell phone carriers, stuff like that. I mean, if you take a look at how much is spent, it just to expose their product or their company, their business, to the general public, and for every few people that see that ad, a small percentage of that actually walk in the door and it worked. You take the millions that they spend and break it down to the amount of people in the door, it comes up between $20,000 and $30,000. It's how much it costs to get someone in the door to their business. And these are big companies. Small mom-pops don't have that. And, you know, they may not have such a huge advertising budget. But then again, they're not advertising to the entire nation. They're just advertising a small community thing. So, you know, other things will work for them. But we're talking about the big, big, big stores. The big stores that need so much money to operate, but they chase so many people out of their doors. So it costs them a lot of money to get someone in the door. I mean, how much, think about it, how much would a page in the newspaper cost to put your ad on? Call your local newspaper, some more homework for you. Yeah, I'm giving you a lot of homework coming into the holidays. Like, you don't have enough to do. But think about it and just call. You know, you could just go to their website and it'll say, like, this is how much an ad is. You know, I see stuff for like $500, $800, $1,000 just for a full page. Now, if you put circulars in the paper, I mean, that's a lot of paper. That's a lot of space that needs to be delivered. So now you put those circulars, and think about how much it costs to print up a couple million circulars. I mean, almost every household that gets the newspaper, you know, on Thanksgiving, it's not just one or two pages for your local grocery store. This is every retailer saying, you know, here's pages and pages and pages of ads that they insert into the newspapers, and that's a lot of money. I mean, to print 1 million, maybe, you know, I mean, you're looking in the hundreds of millions of circulars to go out to everybody that gets a newspaper. And then you spend all that money to get people into a store, and then you don't want their money after all? Scary, folks. Anyway, we're going to our phone lines after the break and also some special content. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Stay tuned. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. We'll be right back after this.
Would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Is a way to be a part of the show. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air. And before the break, we were talking about all the lovely shopping, all the shopping season that's going on right now. I actually, during the break, found a copy of the paper from Thursday on Thanksgiving. And I separated the newspaper from the ads, and on the scale... here we have in our mailing, little mailing scale in the office, we have about 4.3 pounds of articles advertising. One of the largest ones of note I'd like to point out that I pulled to the top of the pile is the Elder Beerman catalog that is 91 pages long. And it's not, well, I guess you could call it a catalog. It's like a sales circular. Folks, looks like not a lot of shoe companies are advertising in the paper. In fact, I didn't see anything for Macy's or Sears either. Interesting. No Kmart this year, closed. I did not even see a Toys R Us circular. Probably couldn't afford it, and that's okay. Just keep tossing the customers out of your door. It must be working. 319-527-6208, as I mentioned before the break. This is my one-year anniversary. And being Thanksgiving weekend, a special holiday Thanksgiving weekend episode, I do have something special lined up for you. And I call this my Barefoot is Legal Anti-Massacre Movement. So, of course, it's in the style of Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, for those of you that are familiar with the song or the piece or whatever. And while that's playing, I guess I can go for a walk. But no, I'll be here with you. But I'd like to get that started because we're going to need some time before our next break. So, yeah, if you've seen the picture on Facebook, it was the recreation of the cover from Alice's Restaurant. That was me at the dining room table. And, yep, I put this together the other day. It just came to me. And we'll add this one to our repertoire. And I also have some other pieces throughout the year that I'll throw out there with you later on after our next break. But, yeah, this is the Barefoot is Legal Massacre. And feel free to add your four-part harmony into it every time it comes around on the guitar. Now, of course, I'm not much of a singer, so you only have to hear it a couple times, which is a good thing. But check this one out.
Now, this is a song about going barefoot. Well, actually, this is a song about living a barefoot lifestyle. I don't really have a name for this song, but most of you may think it's about a restaurant. I'll just call it my Thanksgiving weekend BIL radio show song that I put together for you. That's really all it really is. If you like this song, you can always like Facebook too and all the other stuff that goes on in the world, but I figure since we had some time together, I'd like to give you a little taste of it. Kind of goes something like this. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. Walk all around, go out and get a snack, shop at the store, just go for a walk. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. Now, it all started quite a while ago, where there was a myth that all started a few decades ago, actually. In fact, back in the late 60s. Maybe early 70s, which would actually be many, many Thanksgivings ago, about being illegal to go into places barefoot. See, that was when business owners started putting signs up because they did not want hippies or poor black people in their businesses. So these stores could not hang signs up that said no blacks allowed or anything like that. And they didn't want hippies hanging around either. So they put signs up that said no shoes and no service. Well, we're going to move ahead a few decades because businesses are now not doing that well. Sometimes because of those signs. There are many laws that protect a person's rights to go barefoot for many different reasons. See, some of you listening to this may think that I'm about to tell you that I had a ton of shoes at one point in my life, and they were in a pile, never getting used. One day I decided to take all the shoes that I had and load them into a truck and get rid of them.
But nothing like that ever happened. In fact, I never really liked shoes to begin with. So there's no cool story about me loading up a half a ton of shoes and dumping them off the edge of a cliff because I saw a big pile of shoes at the bottom of it. And instead of dragging a big pile of shoes up a cliff, it would be easier to throw mine down there. But if you ever come across a cliff and you want to get rid of shoes for good, just go and toss them down. Just make sure there's no one under there when you do. Of course, the lawyers required me to say that. And of course, you don't want to send your shoes to villages in Africa either, because of course it's killing the lions. Because you see, what happens is if you're not used to wearing shoes and you're trying to run away from a lion that's about to maul you, you'll fall on the ground because you can't get away, and, well, lions will choke on the shoes, and then all the animal rights activists will get very upset. I guess that leads me to a point, though. See, shoes seem to be quite dangerous. In fact, there are so many slip and fall, personal injury claims, flip-flops, tossed dirt off the floor onto the food that you're eating in a restaurant, and car accidents from shoes getting caught in pedals, and deformity too. Not to mention the bacteria, fungus, and all the other nasty stuff that grows in them. See, I guess you could actually consider shoes, in and of themselves, just implements of destruction, and you may not want to wear them. But just go out and have dinner that can't be beat and enjoy the comfort and safety of going barefoot. But you see, there's some people out there that think the opposite. See, this is the time of year people are out doing a lot of shopping with all the holidays coming up. And some of us may be doing a little traveling. Well, I was traveling the other day. Well, just the other day, I was out shopping and I walked into a store. Yet, I was barefoot and no one cared. So I went into many stores, restaurants, and other businesses. I mean, throughout most of my life. Never really had much of a problem. Over 20 years walking all over the world barefoot. No shoes, no socks, nothing, just my feet wandering this vast landscape barefoot. And guess what? No one cares. Most of the time, people really don't care if you have shoes on or not. Well, one day I was wandering around doing my thing and enjoying myself. I bought what I need and I went home and put it away. Yeah. You see, that's a typical day. At least for the past 20 plus years of my life. But anyway, the other day I had to make a quick stop in a store, pick something up, and I walked in this store, and there was this guy standing there. I was about to walk past him, and he stopped me right there, and he said, "Kid, do you have shoes?" Well, I looked at him, and I said, "No." He said, "Why?" So I began to tell him about all the health benefits and how it was for my own reasons and all about health and safety and all that other stuff. And he stopped me right there and he said, "Well, I don't think you could be barefoot in here." Well, I asked him why, and he rambled on about health department and laws and liability, and he was so whipped up over my feet. He took out his phone and started taking pictures. He was trying to call his manager on his radio, and he was so flustered. He could barely keep his name tag on. He had a vest that was falling off his shoulders, and he just stood there throwing a fit about how he knows about the laws, and his managers were on the way, and so I stood there, quite entertained by his reaction. Well, the manager came over, along with other employees, as if this was the biggest crime of the century. That greeter started telling his manager about what was going on, and he was showing him the 27 color digital photos on his phone. He opened up another app and was making circles and arrows and trying to tell him and explain what each one was and how I was barefoot, and the manager stopped him right there and then looked at me. The manager looked right at me and said, "Sir, I'm sorry about this. You enjoy your shopping. If you need any assistance, please let me know." Well, that door greeter looked at him, looked at the phone, looked back at me, looked at the manager. He looked at all the 27 digital photos that he took on his cell phone. Looked back at me and looked at the manager and realized it's a typical example of him not knowing how to treat customers. And he knew that his manager was going to give him a talking to later on. I went along my way and I got what I needed. You see, folks, at times, you may feel like you have no support. Just because you don't see others around you that live a barefoot lifestyle doesn't mean that you're alone. See, barefootislegal.org has a closed group where members can interact with each other, support each other, and be empowered. See, Barefoot is Legal is more than just a group, though. It's an organization. It's a community. See, at first, some of our new members may come in, and you may be thinking that society is, you know, put you in the group W bench until you come join us. But then you'll see. See, we do not just play with pencils and share pictures and poke and like. See, we support a person's right to go barefoot, and we debunk the myths. Members have meetups, and meetups are fun. You go out, you meet other members of the barefoot community, and when you meet up, and y'all kick off your shoes, and you jump up and down in public, and everybody's looking at you, and you throw your shoes in the air, and you jump around, screaming, "I want to be bare, bare, bare. I want to feel dirt on the ground, grass between my toes, bare, bare, bare." And you're all jumping up and down, living the barefoot lifestyle during one of our meetups, screaming, "Bare, bare." Well, okay, not quite like that, but you get my point. See, we need to stand up for our rights. Debunk the myths. And that's why I say, when we stand up for ourselves, when we stand together as a group, stand together as a community, you can actually think about it. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. Walk all around, go out and get a snack, shop at the store, just go for a walk. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. See now, why don't we try this? Kick off your shoes. Why don't we try it this way? Kick off your shoes and this way you feel it. Kick those shoes off and the next time the riff comes around the guitar, sing along with me. You ready? Let's try it. You can barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal. You can go barefoot anywhere you want, 'cause barefoot is legal.
walk all around, go out and get a snack, shop at the store, just go for a walk. You can barefoot anywhere you want, because barefoot is legal, even restaurants. But now, let's try this again. How about this time with some feeling? Ground yourself and sing it like you're standing up for your rights. Sing it like you want to make a change. Sing it like you believe in a cause. Let's try this again. You can barefoot any way you want, because barefoot is legal. You can barefoot any way you want, because barefoot is legal. Walk all around, go out and get a snack, shop at the store, just go for a walk. You can barefoot anywhere you want, because barefoot is legal.org. You can barefoot anywhere you want, because barefoot is legal. You can barefoot anywhere you want, because barefoot is legal. Walk all around, go out and get a snack, shop at the store, just go for a walk. You can barefoot anywhere you want, because barefoot is legal.org.
Well, anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed that one, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody and their families. And before we run out of time, before our next break, remember, you can always get in touch with us. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. And I will put that one up on the official Barefoot is Legal YouTube channel. This way you guys can download it and keep it forever and listen to how terrible I sound singing. And hopefully... we'll just make that. We'll put that in regular rotation for the holidays. And so I went out for my walk during that song, and I confirmed it's actually 4.7 pounds in sales circulars of businesses that want us in there. 91 pages worth of Elder Bierman, and of course those companies that have been closing down, absolutely nothing in the paper from them. It's amazing they spend so much in advertising, but hey, see, places can either want our business or they don't want our business, and it will affect them eventually. But more to come after this break, because no one has delivered a suitcase full of millions of dollars to keep you from having to listen to these. But someone's got to pay the bills. But we'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal,
was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today, and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with Tower Gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
Well, 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. 319-527-6208. And, during the phone break, I don't know, a bunch of trolls that wanted to hit our switchboard. So, of course, you're not getting on the air. We're having way too much fun this weekend. Special holiday weekend episode for Thanksgiving, celebrating Thanksgiving. And like I said, looking at some of the feedback and some messages that I received during the break, I will post the Barefoot is Legal Massacre and Four-Part Harmony. By getting onto Facebook, that's great. But it will be on our Barefoot is Legal YouTube channel that we have set up. So I'll make sure to get a video out to post there. 319-527-6208. And, we're talking about all the shopping and traveling and everything that everybody's doing. And did you know that, I don't know why I thought of this. People have turkeys that they hire to come to their house on Thanksgiving. Along with that, how many people actually require their company to take their shoes off when they come to their house? Or how many people are celebrating Thanksgiving at a family that is so shod that they insist that you wear shoes to their house over the holidays? I've seen a couple stories about that. But 319-527-6208, of course, is a way to join us. Check out our website, barefootislegal.org. And, you know, I also wanted to throw something out there about, I think during the commercial breaks, if you're listening online, you may hear the shoeless infomercial. But of course, so if you missed that, just go back to the archives. You can hear the commercial breaks in the Barefoot is Legal archives if you missed that. So thanks for sending that in. Yeah, we got a bunch of legal questions that are coming through on our chat boards through Messenger and all that. And kind of wanted this weekend, though, keep it a little lighthearted, but I will answer your questions off air. And, of course, a great holiday gift for this year, I was told, is a product called the Anti-Shoe. Someone posted this on the in the Facebook group. And it's the official Anti-Shoe. You've probably heard Pitchman Frank Offers talk about this. And I figured, why not? Love to give a shout out to our sponsors that support the Barefoot community. And Frank Offers is a pitchman that did an infomercial back in 2010 when he discovered that this is a product that can be sold on the market. And I guess the good part about it is that anybody can use it. So Frank Offers was messaging, and I figured, why not, you know, play his commercial. And, you know, I figure since we had some time, I'd love to make sure that we can squeeze in as much as we can in the limited time that we have together. And actually, there's a message from security in the studio here in the building that Frank Offers wanted. So he didn't just send this message. He was in the lobby saying that he should come in to pitch the Anti-Shoe. For the holidays. Is this for real? I don't know if we should let him in. How many energy drinks did he have? See, folks, Frank Offers is a very high energy person, and he's the pitch man that did the Anti-Shoe, and I thought that he'd be way out of town on some sales pitch or infomercial sabbatical, but apparently not. He's in the lobby.
Yep, okay, here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We can get another mic in here for him, then, I guess, if he wants to join us. This is the surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Offers, the Anti-Shoe Pitch Man. Yeah, tell him to stop playing with the soundboard. His music's fine. Just have him come in, get a mic. Actually, get him his own mic. Trim his levels. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Frank Offers. Hi, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Frank Offers. I just wanted to send a message to let everybody know that the holidays are coming, and forget about the stores. I want to tell you about a product. This is a great product that I have been selling for years. It's called the Anti-Shoe, okay? Now, do we have the commercial?
Frank, I'm sure we have the commercial. In fact, I was just talking about it, and I think that our listeners would probably like to hear the commercial. If you want, just stay back from the mic, and we're getting you your own mic. And seems like you've had a lot of energy drinks today, and we're glad you joined us in the studio.
Nick, thanks for having me. Holidays are coming around. Everybody needs an Anti-Shoe. See, people don't realize that stockings were just hung just to collect stuff in. And that's really all they're for. And if you have two stockings, it's even better because they could double the offer.
Frank, I'm sure that's exactly what they're for. Sure. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we get you strapped down or something so we can get the Anti-Shoe infomercial running? How's that?
I love it, Nick. Thanks for having me. I'll tell you all about it afterwards, okay?
Yeah. Frank, you're done. Someone strap him down and we can just move on here and get him taken care of. Frank, is there any way to stop your music?
Nick, once I'm started, there is no stopping.
Well, that's what we have sound guys for. We can kill that. So, ladies and gentlemen, Frank, thanks for joining us in the studio today. And I'm just going to run a quick round of the Anti-Shoe infomercial for your listening pleasure. Great product to have on the market this holiday season. So I hope everybody wants to give it a shot And someone get this guy some Quaaludes. Be right back.
Hi, Frank Offer here for the Anti-Shoe. Anti-Shoe is a great way to solve any foot problem you have or could possibly get. Anti-Shoe will eliminate athlete's foot, ingrowing toenails, bad foot odor, nail fungus. It even helps eliminate joint pain, ankle pain, back pain, and knee pain. This miracle cure is 100% natural and is as old as mankind.
Are you sick of hurting your feet squeezing into uncomfortable, costly shoes? How about the awkward balancing act that is just dangerous and could ruin your day?
Let's face it, you have better ways to spend your money and the frustration and be healthy while doing it.
Anti-Shoe is not $100. It's not $50. It's not $20 either. It does not even cost you $1. Anti-Shoe is yours. Free. And even better, there's no number to call, no payments to make, and no shipping and handling charges.
Here's how Anti-Shoe works. First, just remove whatever's covering your foot. It's that easy. Act now and double the offer. Take off the other one.
People everywhere are using Anti-Shoe, including Hollywood's elite. Here's what an Anti-Shoe user has to say.
I love using Anti-Shoe everywhere I go. No more back pain, very comfortable, no more shoes.
There are no laws, no health department rules, and no safety issues against the Anti-Shoe. Anti-Shoe is perfectly legal, so don't be fooled. Using Anti-Shoe increases your awareness and helps you avoid dangerous hazards and costly medical bills, just because you know where you're stepping. With Anti-Shoe, you'd be aware of where you were walking. And look at this mess. Shoes are dirtier than your feet. You never wash your shoes. You wash your feet hopefully every day. Instant satisfaction guaranteed. So enjoy the healthy, natural benefits today. Start using Anti-Shoe now for free.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we got Frank Offer's kind of mellowed out. We, you know, we like to thank our interns for always carrying a rag full of chloroform, so we don't want to disturb him too much. Finally quieted him down, and I'm glad he joined us in the studio. I'm glad I have my mic back. During that, we were able to clean it off. And, yeah, Frank Offer's the pitch man. He came up with the Anti-Shoe a while ago. But that's not exactly where we wanted to go during this broadcast. But guys, thanks. You can just the chair's on wheels if you want to just wheel him out into the hallway so we can close the door. And once he comes back around, he'll be in his as seen on Frank Offer's TV minivan that he drives around in. But ladies and gentlemen, glad I guess he joined us on this holiday weekend. Frank Offers, ladies and gentlemen, he's the pitch man that does Anti-Shoe and a bunch of other anti-whatever it is. It's funny that he did mention the whole stocking thing, which I'm going to save for a future episode. So definitely you want to stay tuned to that. We're not playing his music on the way out. It'll just probably wake him up. So we'll just let him be. But anyway, how about how we handle them, folks? You know, I mean, like I said, we're going out shopping. We're doing a lot of shopping. And there's one thing that I've noticed in the group, and that is, you know, questions about what do we say? What do we do? How do we handle employees that give us issues? Now, of course, in the spoof you just heard that I did of the Barefoot is Legal massacre, there's, you know, just this one particular instance. Of course, that never really happened, but made for a good story. But there's a sketch that, called How We Handle Them. And I call this one, what did we do last week? Don't put shoes on your hands. Why don't we do Don't Beg for Shoes this week? So here, quick little How We Handle Them. We call this one Don't Beg for Shoes.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them.
Excuse me. Do you have any shoes?
What?
Well, that's a silly question. Do you have any manners? Let me ask you this. Do you always ask customer for things when they walk into your restaurant? Is your manager here?
I am the manager.
They need to pay you more, so you do not have to beg customers for things. You know, times could be tough. And if you sold shoes, I would buy you a pair if you need them. I'm ready to order. I think I'll have the veal saltimbocca with a side of penne and a glass of your finest plunger fathead Merlot.
There we go. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. A little how do we handle them sketch. And again, on our we're launching this huge YouTube channel. So I know that this is something big that's coming up in 2018. I'm going to start loading some of these clips on there. I'm going to start sending them off to our digital team, who's going to be in charge of uploading those. So make sure you check out the Barefoot is Legal Massacre, and also throw some of the how we handle thems up there and all that. But this weekend when you're traveling, we kid around about it. I mean, we handle things in a kind of a lighthearted way, because throughout the year, I mean, we tackle a lot of the legal issues. I mean, we tackle, you know, pretty much what to do in situations. And here's a story from Rosette. Or they're supposed to be, I see like ETT, I guess, Rosetti? I don't know. I guess you're not a language program. But I'll answer your question on the air. And let's see. And my screen is scrolling very slow. Let's see. Oh, the whole transitioning thing. Around this time of year, I have a tendency to put on my flip-flops. And I heard you say something about the whole flip-flop thing in one of your previous episodes. Well, what your question's asking is, how is it that if I put a pair of flip-flops on my feet because I don't wear shoes, and when it's cold, I put flip-flops on, how come my toes are still cold? Well, I don't know if I got that in depth in this, but since we still have some time, this is a great question, because I have seen now that the weather's starting to get colder, how this whole transition thing works if you want to live the barefoot lifestyle. So I do want to answer that one, and I don't know if we'll have time to answer any more, but this is one important one that if I didn't get into detail on during a previous episode, I want to address right now. Actually, rubber is a poor insulator. I mean, yeah, maybe for electricity it works, but not really against the cold. See, anything synthetic really doesn't help insulate against something cold. And I was doing some research on, there's a stuff called Under Armour. And it's like a synthetic thermal underlayer that you can wear. And even though it traps body heat, you actually perspire more when you move and when you're more active. So the cold and all that, it's really not as effective as I think it should be. Natural material actually helps wick away moisture. And that actually helps keep you warm. Now, flip-flops, you're now sitting on something that's really not a good insulator against the cold. Moisture collects in between your foot and the rubber padding of the flip-flop, and that actually makes you more cold. It's better when your foot is in contact with the ground, and the heat from your body will disperse. And the other key is to make sure that you have feet in your finger, or in your foot and your toes, is to wear multiple layers so that your core body temperature stays up. So, and that's just how that happens. Having your foot off the ground, it's almost like that draft underneath a wood floor, or like underneath a deck or something, or underneath anything that's hollow. If there's no insulation in between it, your floor will stay cold. Same thing with your flip-flop, same thing with your foot in a flip-flop. Almost the same concept. So keep that in mind. And the same thing with boots. Boots, again, soles and all that, bad insulators. Even leather's not that great of an insulator if you're wearing like leather boots. But even though they put padding in it, it actually, the leather traps the moisture in, and wet and cold don't mix. We do have time for one more question, and that was from one of the members in the group. And that was, do you get sick more when you wear shoes, or when you get sick, or do you get sick more when you're not wearing shoes? And the actual answer is, it doesn't matter whether you wear shoes or not. You're not going to get sick from being barefoot, just like you're not going to get sick from not wearing gloves. You may get frostbite if you're not careful and you don't do it right and you're not used to it, or if you're not paying attention to what your body's telling you. I mean, that is a possibility, but you're not going to catch a cold from being cold. Cold is a virus. It's not made in cold weather. So just keep that one in mind as well. And let's see. I'm just going to answer, see if we have some time to answer more questions. Oh, you said your skin is an organ of your body. My organs are kept on the inside. What are you talking about? Liver, heart, lungs, this pancreas, all this other stuff, those are organs. The skin is not. Oh, boy. Okay. Read the medical research. Read the medical journals. Your skin is an organ. It's one of the largest organs in your body, and it's also in charge of protecting you. It's an outer organ. It's in charge of protecting you from what's on the outside. All the other things you mentioned help make your body function and protect you from the inside. Your skin is the first barrier against foreign bodies. If you want to go down the route of barefoot, I can see where your question's going. I mean, I'm just reading it right now as I'm answering the question. And the skin on the bottom of your feet is a lot thicker, and there's more of it than in most other parts of your body if you go barefoot. If you don't normally go barefoot, then most likely it's the skin on your fingers and your hands, because that's what you use most likely to feel and touch other things. For someone who's a seasoned member of the barefoot community, or someone that goes barefoot quite often, the skin on the bottom of their feet is thicker, tougher, and more resilient. And the more of that organ you have in that area, the more protection you have. So nice try. But anyway, we're running out of time this weekend, so I want to thank everybody for listening. And I hope everybody had a happy, safe, and wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. And as the holidays continue, of course, we have more coming up. Lot more debauchery. Also, check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook group. That's a closed group. Now, we have our public page, so make sure you go there. Our public page, anybody can watch, get to, and follow, and communicate, and do what they do in the Facebook world there. But our closed group is for people that want to live a barefoot lifestyle or are already living a barefoot lifestyle. And just go to Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. There's a group. Of course, it's a closed group. It's not a fetish community, so don't think that this is a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures, people. We're here to dispel and educate you that living a barefoot lifestyle is legal, despite the myths that you think exist. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And remember your homework assignment. I want to hear from you next week, experiences you've had, and what you're doing. Barefootislegal.org is the website. Thanks for everybody in our chat room that's joined us. And special thanks to all of our guests and everybody that helped make this program possible. And until next week, people, keep them bare.